In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, would you please be seated? Well, here we are on Good Friday, the end of our Lenten journey, and we encounter one more time the story of Jesus' crucifixion from the Gospel of John. As I was reading this account from John, what struck me the most was the polarity of the cross, an instrument of torture on one hand and of death, and yet Jesus uses it as an instrument of compassion and of love. Jesus is forced to carry his own cross to the place of his earthly death. And as he hangs on the cross dying, he cares for those he loves. He cares for all humanity. We read, when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From the cross of death, Jesus gives hope and life. That is why we come here today, to remember the two extremes of the cross. Yes, the cross represents death, but without death, there would be no hope for life for all of us. It is sometimes very overwhelming at times to wrap our heads around this. Without Good Friday, there is no Easter. Without death, there can be no resurrection. There can be no life after death. So today we remember the polarity of the cross. Though pastors hate to have silence in a service, especially because it makes everybody uncomfortable, I think we all need to feel a bit uncomfortable today as we remember Jesus' death on the cross. Please stay seated and join me for a few minutes of silent prayer as we remember Jesus' sacrifice for all of us that day on the first Good Friday.